The Life of Christ in Stereo, four inspired voices testify as one. Based upon the book, The Life of Christ in Stereo, written in literary English, updated as The Greatest Story in American English. Session 12, sections 116 through 126. Entering part 6, The Hour is at Hand. Chapter 18, Jesus rejects the rejecting nation. These events occurred in Judea province in the spring of AD 33. As you view these slides, if you are in a group, then pose these queries. What did you learn that is new, helpful, or important? What questions do you have about what you read? Jesus enters the city of Jerusalem for his final days in that city. The month of Nisan in the Hebrew calendar corresponds to March and April in the Julian calendar. The apparent dates then of these events include Saturday, March 28th, through Thursday, April 3rd, AD 33, corresponding to Nisan 8th through 13th of the year 3793. Jesus returns to Bethany, where he will spend nights, whilst teaching each day in Jerusalem, foretelling the city's invasion. Let's recall that Jerusalem is less than 2 miles from Bethany town. What do you see in this picture? Who is this woman? What is she doing? In section 116, we read, Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had died and whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Mary, taking a flask of costly ointment, poured it over his head and anointed Jesus' feet. The house was filled with the aroma. Why did she do this? Passover would occur on Friday, April 14th, year 33, corresponding to the 14th of Nisan. Who is this who loves money? Judas Iscariot said, why was not this ointment sold and given to the poor? Well, because he was a thief. So Jesus said, she performed a good work towards me. She has kept it for the day of my burial. For the poor you will have with you always, and can do them good whenever you will. But me you do not have always. Can the dead hear the voice of Jesus? A great number of the Judeans knew that he was there, and they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So the chief priests took counsel how they might kill Lazarus also, since, because of him, a great many Jews or Judeans were going away and believing upon Jesus. We come now to Sunday, March 29th. The next day, when they drew near to Jerusalem, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying, you will find an ass tied and a colt tied with her. They brought the ass and the colt to Jesus, and, throwing their garments upon them, they set Jesus upon the colt. What? That poor little thing? Actually, the colt was quite mature and was accustomed to carrying loads. So what do you see in the picture? Why are they carrying palm fronds? The crowds kept crying, Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who is coming in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel! Hosanna in the highest! For the Hebrew Bible had said, behold, your King is coming to you, meek and mounted upon an ass, even a colt, the foal of an ass. Zechariah 9:9. Hosanna is a Hebrew expression meaning, please save. What does this have to do with the coming destruction of Jerusalem? Jesus says, days shall come upon you when your enemies will cast up a rampart about you and encircle you and hem you in on every side, and will level you to the ground with your children within you, leaving in you not one stone upon another, because you knew not the time of your visitation. Visitation could mean Messiah's arrival, he was there that day, or the coming invasion. What about this fig tree, full of leaves but having no fruit? Section 118. The next morning, March 30th, as he was returning to the city from Bethany, seeing a certain fig tree, he found nothing but leaves. He said, "Let no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it, and the fig tree dried up at once. Now that variety of fig tree yields spring fruit as well as larger autumn fruit. Both are edible. What is Jesus doing here? Then they came into Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple of God and began to drive out all those who were selling and buying in the temple. He had done something similar at the start of his ministry. The scribes and the chief priests kept on seeking how they might destroy him. The blind and the lame, however, came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Remember, during the festivals, thousands gathered every day in the temple, that is, the temple courtyard. What has happened to this fig tree? Section 119, March 31st. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Jesus said, "Have faith in God. Do not doubt. All things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing that you are receiving, they shall be yours." Faith in God is the opposite of doubt, and believing that you are receiving. This was Jesus' promise to the 12 whom he had appointed apostles. What is this man doing? Where is he? And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who in heaven may also forgive you your offenses. Some later manuscripts added this phrase from another passage. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your offenses. The text in green color comes from 2 5th century unsealed Greek manuscripts. Failure to forgive is the greatest hindrance to obtaining what we ask for in prayer. What does Jesus have to say to the leaders? Section 120, April 1st. They came again into Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple, teaching the people and proclaiming the glad news, the elders of the people said to him, "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things. Who is it who gave you this authority?" Authority is the delegated right to command. There was a common belief that every miracle worker did so by authority, either from God or from demon spirits. What is this event? Where are they? Jesus answered, "The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or from men? Answer me." John is the one who foretold and identified Jesus as the Messiah. They reasoned, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, we fear the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet." So they answered, "We do not know." If you choose to continue with this course, your assignment for next time is to visit the website locus.site, locis.site. Then read or listen to The Life of Christ in Stereo, Chapter 18, second half, or The Greatest Story, Lesson 21. And be ready to share your insights, queries, and objections.